You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Pick six. That's right. Nick's going to pick his three favorite bets in the National Football League. I'm going to pick my three favorites. We're going to let Shay chime in as well. You know what? Let's go 7-0. 12 games on the schedule for Sunday. Here are our favorite six, starting with
Chargers, Bengals.
Well, Jenks, you know, mathematically, the Chargers and Bengals. No, just kidding. We're not going to go there. I am not touching this line. I hate it. I hate Bengals -3 at home. We get two teams that are just so similar. It feels like they've been – the line hasn't moved at all this week. Money kept going in on the Bengals, then it was dropping. It was more on the Chargers. I hate all of it. But I am going to take the over 50.5 here because Cincinnati's gone over in 3 of 5 home games this year, including their last two. They're averaging 30 points a game over their last three. Chargers around 25 a game. So both offenses have been scoring. The over here also includes a battle of two young quarterbacks wanting to better each other, though I still think Joe Burrow comes under the 245.5 in terms of passing yards. But I like the over in this game. This has the feeling of two teams that are very, very similar putting up a lot of points.
Okay. I like that quite a bit. You know why I like it? Because
I like
the Chargers and I like the over for Joe Mixon as far as his rushing prop. So the more points that are scored, I think the better it works out for my bets. So I am all over that. And it leads me into my Chargers picnic because you see the Bengals laying 3 points and it seems like such a sucker bet. Oh, of course, you'd lay it with Cincy. Did you see the walloping they put on Pittsburgh last week, and it was a walloping. I was on Pittsburgh +4.5. That didn't work out for me. That game was over at halftime. This is
don't
an
worry,
overreaction.
I was too. It was awful.
It's a huge overreaction in a big way. And we're starting to see money trickle in on the Chargers late. But early on, everyone hammered the Bengals. And the line isn't budging. That tells you a lot. Vegas is begging you to bet the Bengals and delay those 3 points. This is a must-win spot for the Chargers, who are still in contention, I should say, for their division. They're 5-2 against the number in their last 7 road games. I'm not falling for this trap. Again, there's going to be a lot of points scored in this one. That allows the Chargers to keep it close. And even though their run defense is not great, Justin Herbert should have success against that Bengals secondary. I think L.A. could surprise Cincinnati and win outright. I'm on the Chargers +3 in Cincinnati.
Don't fall for the tricks. Bengals 3-point favorites at home. That is a kickoff at 1 p.m. Eastern.
Colts, Texans.
I love the Colts. I love the Colts to win the division. Got them at +800, Jenks. I also like them in this, except I don't like them to cover. Give me the Texans +10 against the Colts. They are scrappy. The Pistons in the NBA are a horrible team, but they're 11-11 against the spread. The Houston Texans 5-6 against the spread overall. 3-1 against the spread as a home dog. They cover. It's close enough. The Colts do win. I wouldn't be surprised, too, if this is one of those late backdoor covers. You saw what Indianapolis did last week where they give up a bunch of scores late. Tampa comes back and wins that game. I like the Colts winning, but give me the Texans +10, Jenks.
Ooh, I don't know. I think I cannot get an angle on this one. So I'm going to just wish you the best. I will say one thing. Anytime you have Tyrod Taylor,
I wish you the best.
Good luck to you on all of your bets. But I will say when Tyrod Taylor is quarterbacking the Texans, they are a different team. He's the one guy who can keep them pretty much in, at least within the number in any game, just because he's underrated as an NFL quarterback and has always been in some bad spots. It's a stay away from me. But again, Nick, good luck on your bet. If you want to watch the Colts at the Texans, it is a 1 o'clock kickoff in the East on Sunday.
Giants, Dolphins.
Here's another dog that I like. I am heavy on the dogs this week.
You are.
I am in a big way. But you know what? The last time I liked all favorites, the dogs came home. So maybe this is my weekend. The Dolphins
This has been the year for it. This has been the year for that.
And it's that time of year, too, where the dogs start turning the tide against the public and start winning yourself some money. The Dolphins are laying 4 points at home against the Giants. Miami has won four straight. Their defense is playing lights out. Tua Tagovailoa has been impressive at quarterback. But take a closer look, and who have the Dolphins really beaten during this streak that is impressive? They beat the Texans at home. Okay. They toppled a disappointing Ravens team on a short week, a Ravens team that did not show up. They beat the Jets, and then they ran over the Panthers last weekend because Cam Newton is washed. Cam Newton was so bad, he was 3 of 15 with two picks in the first half. I'm not quite sure I believe in what the Dolphins are doing. And yes, it's the Giants, and this line moved up to 4 because it looked like Daniel Jones wasn't going to play. And Mike Glennon, all neck, thought he was going to get the start. But Daniel Jones now says that he's going to try and play, and he's 12-6 against the number in his career as a dog. I think you get this past the key number of 3. The Giants' defense stepped up last week against the Eagles. This is going to be closer than people think. I like the Giants plus the 4 in Miami.
Dolphins, Tua has these flashes. It's so frustrating where you watch him and you go, like, he could be a good quarterback, but he can't stay healthy, and then he can't build any consistency because he's not on the field enough. I like the Dolphins minus 4 in this one. And if you want to watch that game, of course, that kickoff is 1 p.m. Eastern as well.
Buccaneers, Falcons.
I don't like these big lines a lot, Jenks. I don't like double-digit lines. But I do like it when it comes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Minus 10.5 at the Atlanta Falcons. Tampa's coming off that big comeback against the Colts I just talked about. There's a little momentum there. Bruce Arians, 16-6 against the spread against teams that allow over 5.5 yards of play. So teams that aren't good defensively, Bruce Arians and that offense takes advantage of it. They put up 68 points over the last two games, outscored the Falcons by 40 over the last two meetings. So they've owned them there. As a bonus, I'm also going to take the over 50.5 in this as well. But give me the Bucs minus 10.5 against a lowly, not so good, pretty much very bad Falcons team, Jenks.
I'm not going to bet this one, but I do like the Mike Evans receiving prop, which should be set around 60, 61.5 when it's posted at BetMGM. Historically, the Bucs put up a lot of points against the Falcons. I would lean towards your Bucs, but I like the over in his receiving prop. If you want to watch the Bucs and the Falcons, it is a 1 o'clock kickoff in Atlanta on Sunday.
Broncos, Chiefs.
Oh, here we go again with the Chiefs laying a ton of points because they've won 4 straight, as if they're the same team they were 2 years ago. They're not. Andy Reid is masterful coming off the bye. It doesn't mean he's going to cover. You know who do covers? Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy covers. 23-5 all time against the spread on the road. That's incredible. 19-3 all time against the number as a road dog. The Broncos will be motivated. They're only 1 game out of first in the division. The Chiefs' defense is improving, but they're still ranked in the bottom third of the NFL. This is an insane number of points for the Chiefs to be laying. This is not the same Kansas City team that dominated opponents when they won the Super Bowl. The public keeps betting that way, and the public keeps losing. I'm on the Broncos, plus 9.5 at Arrowhead.
You sprinkle a little bit of hope with the Chiefs, and then people start jumping all on them again, right? It's all the Chiefs are back. They're exactly who we thought they were before. No, they're not the same team. They're better. But I'm with you here. Broncos plus 9.5. That number is way, way too big. I'm not laying the points with Kansas City there. That is the kickoff on Sunday night at 8:20. Sunday night football, Shay.
Patriots, Bills.
Yeah, I'm going to Monday Night Football with my Patriots, and I am taking the Buffalo Bills. With all the talk around the Patriots defense, and it is really legit, the Patriots defense is excellent, but do you know who's number one defensively in DVOA? That's right. It's the Buffalo Bills. Surprisingly, despite all of their struggles, Buffalo remains the top defensive unit in the league, and the Patriots are down a man. Kyle Duggar on the COVID reserve list, likely not going to play. So I'm a little concerned with that heading into this, that the secondary is down a man. I'm a little concerned with the Patriots having a rookie quarterback and an offense that hasn't been in this big road spot. Buffalo is as tough a place as any to play. The Bills Mafia shows up for Monday Night Football, primetime division game. This could be for the division title. Like, this is a massive moment. And I'm a little concerned the lights are going to be too bright for Mac Jones. This is the first time he's had to face this test. If he goes out and aces it, hey, We're talking about a party in L.A. in February for the Patriots. But if he goes out and fails, which honestly I think the Patriots are going to fail this test. Maybe they still go to the Super Bowl. Maybe they still win the division. I just think Monday night in Buffalo, it's a bad spot.
Well, I'm on the opposite side here. I just like the Patriots. It's going to be cold and snowy and gross in Buffalo on Monday night. In fact, I kind of like the under. Total set at 42 and a hook. I think I'm going to play the under, which I like a little bit better than the Patriots plus the points.
For more, listen to the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.